Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. It's George from Ireland. Stop the war. Want to see the war between Iran and Israel? Stop right now. Now, we're in the Republic of Ireland. I'm very glad we're definitely going to keep out of this war, partly because the Irish Defence Force is so small. But I'm also a citizen of the United Kingdom. And I'm worried that the British government might be stupid enough, wicked enough to get into this war. And the Iranians have warned various Western countries like France, the United States, and the United Kingdom. Not to assist Israel, or their interests in the Middle East will be attacked. There's some British military units in the Arabian Gulf. What on earth are they doing there? The Royal Navy is tiny. The United Kingdom doesn't have the capacity to defend itself. Why are they there? Withdraw. You know, you can go back decades when the Royal Navy was very formidable. Might have been worth it. Definitely not now. It's like Jane or Pearl said, not someone I agree with on immigration. When we shed our empire, we forgot to shed our arrogance. The United Kingdom is not a superpower, nowhere near, hasn't been for a long time. It's a second-rate power at best. But I mean, there's also the immorality of the war, these attacks by Israel on Iran, and you know, Iran's not even assisting Hamas now. How could that even help them? And Hezbollah, the Iranian-backed militias in Lebanon, they said they're staying out of this one, and so on. So yeah, there's not a justification for attacking the Islamic Republic of Iran. Now, I detest the regime, which is cruel and oppressive. I'd very much like to see it gone. The one thing that might save it is these Israeli attacks, because Iranians don't want to be seen as traitors. I've never heard of an Iranian oppositionist who wants his country to be invaded or bombed by another country, thinks that's how going to help to bring down the regime. It's not, because these dissidents who want reform, even want revolution, say that they are not traitors. Like, I know an Iranian dissident who even converted to Christianity, and she said, you know, she abominates the Iranian regime. But the thing is, she thinks about their right on foreign policy, their right to say that Israel should not be committing genocide against the Palestinians, their right to say that Israel should not be illegally occupying Syria and Lebanon and so on, their right to oppose Occidental interventions in the Middle East. Now, I'm not a pacifist. I supported the liberation of Afghanistan in 2001. And I'm very sad the political will wasn't there to see it through and extirpate the Taliban. I supported the liberation of Iraq in 2003 over the fact that Iraq was in material breach of dozens of United Nations Security Council resolutions and so on. That was still the right decision. And I know that's a contentious issue, and Iraq is far better off since, and they have a cordial relationship with Iran, and I know there was a terrible price, and all that's the fault of Saddam Hussein for not abiding by UN resolutions and proving that he had disarmed with weapons of mass destruction. Okay, I don't want to get diverted too much, but my point is, I'm not a peacenik, but on this war, I definitely oppose. So that there is no logical reason, and there is no moral reason to get involved in this war. Or for even for Israel to be attacking Iran. Iran was not developing nuclear weapons. We know that from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, from the inspections, the very rigorous inspections by the United Nations and by others. So there's no evidence that was true. But then that was unilaterally ripped up by Donald J. Trump. And the Iranians said, well, if you're not going to abide by the deal, we're not going to abide by the deal. Why should we? And they enriched any more uranium. Are they trying to develop nuclear weapons? I don't know. I don't think so. They might be. But, you know, if the onus is on those who are proposing to attack Iran to prove that and to show that that's a sufficient reason for war. About 10 countries have nuclear weapons. Should they all be invaded? No. So why should Iran? And people, you know, advocates of nuclear weapon retention say, but this brings peace. That's why there's no Third World War. But presumably, Iran would bring peace if it had a nuclear weapon as well. They wouldn't be attacked or invaded by other countries. The conclusion they've drawn is that they've got to have nuclear weapons for their security. Could be. Say, Iraq wouldn't be invaded if they had them. Libya wouldn't have had NATO countries acting as the air force of the insurgents in 2011 if Libya had nuclear weapons and so on. So, if Israel's allowed a nuclear bomb, so is Iran. That's what they might be saying. I don't know if they're saying that or not. Even if they didn't want to have a nuclear bomb a long time ago, they might want to have one now. They say, well, maybe Israel wouldn't be committing genocide against the Palestinians if they knew Iran had nuclear weapons, or wouldn't be illegally occupying Syria if they knew that Iran had nuclear weapons. So anyway, this is appalling. This is a war of choice by Netanyahu, who is ultra aggressive, who's committed terrorism all around the globe by murdering Iranian diplomats abroad, Iranian scientists, in Iran. And I would say that if, when Israeli diplomats are killed, that's also murder. If Israeli scientists, including nuclear scientists, were killed, that would also be murder. I don't want it to happen. It's not right just because Israel does it, and so on. But what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. If the state of Israel is entitled to do this sort of thing, obviously Iran is entitled to riposte and so on. So anyway, so on Friday, that's when Israel struck what they claimed were these nuclear sites and military sites, killing, the Iranians say, hundreds of civilians, 224 people, mostly civilians. I don't know that's true. They may have inflated the figure to get garner sympathy. But the thing is, there's very, very strong pressure on the Iranian government to hit back, to make Israel pay for this, so that it really hurts the Israeli state. Like, this is too much. We want out. Okay, so there's a war weariness in Israel. The war been going on for, you know, not far off 2 years, since the 7th of October. Where does this end? Wars are easy to begin, but very difficult to end. So anyway, at least five people were killed in Israel, dozens more injured. Unfortunately, some of the injured may yet die. To de-escalate the conflict, we must have diplomatic pressure demanding peace now. And no weapons shipments, no diplomatic support for Israel. Republic of Ireland, I'm glad that we're moral on this one and causing for peace, restraint, humanity, compassion, empathy. You've always got to ask yourself, how would you feel if the other nationality? Israelis, how would you feel if you're Iranian? And Iranians, how would you feel if you're Israel? Okay, girt around by cruel foes as they see it. So the total death toll since Israel started this unprovoked war of illegal aggression was 19 people. Because, yeah, Iran's been doing nothing for several months against them, doesn't have the capacity to do so. And I was actually surprised that some of the Iranian missiles got through, because Iran tried this last year. So many of the missiles were shot down. And the Royal Air Force flew from Cyprus to shoot some of them down. I thought, what is the United Kingdom doing? This is not the UK's fight. Stay out of it. The United Kingdom has got enough of its own problems. Israel does nothing for the UK. And okay, there's some agreements on cybersecurity or whatever, or healthcare, but the United Kingdom has such agreements with loads of other countries. You know, there are no Israeli military bases in the United Kingdom, and they don't send troops on military missions with the British Army or whatever. So why should the UK stick its neck out for Iran? I would like to see peace now and sanctions lifted on the Iranians, okay? And no more war, no more of these deaths. So, you know, for decades, Israel's been saying, evidencelessly, that Iran is very close to nuclear weapons. They were 90% of the way there, Netanyahu said a long time ago. So then he wants to see this as legacy, to destroy Iran's nuclear program. Well, Iran is entitled to civilian nuclear energy, just like any other country, and why shouldn't they develop it? So peace now, stop the war. And if Israel gets itself into a very difficult situation, that is their own fault. This is Netanyahu is murdering civilians in Iran now, just to try and prolong his time in office, just for this criminal to keep himself out of jail so he won't face justice in his own courts. It's sickening. Is he the most evil man in the world?